And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. For if thou refuse to let them go, and wilt hold them still, behold, and Moses said, We will go with our young, and with our old, with our sons, and with our daughters, with our flocks, and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. 50 loops shalt thou make in the one curtain, and 50 loops shalt thou make in the edge of the curtain that is in the coupling of the second, that the loops may take hold one of another. And her father hear her vow, and her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her. Then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he establisheth all her vows, or all her bonds which are upon her. He confirmeth them, because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, and bring him out unto the elders of his city, and unto the gate of his place. If a man find a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lie with her, and they be found, if I whet my glittering sword, and mine hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to mine enemies, and will reward them that hate me. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into an hold of the house of the god Beeroth. And all the people likewise cut down every man his bough, and followed Abimelech, and put them to the hold, and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. And Samson took hold of the 2 middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand, and of the other with his left. And they said unto him, Hold thy peace, lay thine hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto a tribe and a family in Israel? And when he was come into his house, he took a knife, and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her, together with her bones, into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold. And the prophet Gad said unto David, Abide not in the hold, depart, and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed, and came into the forest of Hereth. And David sware unto Saul. And Saul went home, but David and his men gat them up unto the hold. Then David took hold on his clothes, and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And Abner said to him, Turn thee aside to thy right hand or to thy left, and lay thee hold on one of the young men, and take thee his armor. But Asahel would not turn aside from following up him. And Abner said again to Asahel, Turn thee aside from following me. Wherefore should I smite thee to the ground? How then should I hold up my face to Joab thy brother? When one told me, saying, Behold, Saul is dead, thinking to have brought good tidings, I took hold of him and slew him in Ziklag, who thought that I would have given him a reward for his tidings. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard of it and went down to the hold. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it.
And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, Come, lie with me, my sister. And Absalom her brother said unto her, Hath Amnon thy brother been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister, he is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house.
And Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away.
And David was then in an hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem, came to the stronghold of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites. And they went out to the south of Judah, even to Beersheba. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon, and arose and went, and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah feareth King Solomon, for lo, he hath caught hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon swear unto me today that he will not slay his servant with the sword.
Now therefore hold him not guiltless, for thou art a wise man, and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him. But his hoar head bring thou down to the grave with blood.
Then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. And Joab fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord, and caught hold on the horns of the altar.
And they shall answer, Because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil.
And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay hold on him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him.
And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him, and the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, See ye how this son of a murderer has sent to take away mine head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door, and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? Then they said one to another, We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household.
And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. And of the Gadites there separated themselves unto David into the hold to the wilderness, men of might, and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And when they came unto the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And it shall be answered, Because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live,
but I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but it shall not endure. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. Should thy lies make men hold their peace? And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? Oh, that ye would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Who is he that will plead with me? For now if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Even when I remember, I am afraid, and trembling taketh hold on my flesh. My righteousness I hold fast, and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Terrors take hold on him as waters. A tempest stealeth him away in the night. And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I will speak. If not, hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold, the spear, the dart, nor the havergen. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail, and indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let a song or psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Horror hath taken hold upon me, because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting mine heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this, yea, also from this withdraw not thine hand, for he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh, because of fear in the night. I said, I will go up to the palm tree, I will take hold of the boughs thereof. Now also thy breasts shall be as clusters of the vine, and the smell of thy nose like apples. When a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father, saying, Thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. And in that day 7 women shall take hold of one man, saying, We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Their roaring shall be like a lion. They shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar, and lay hold of the prey, and shall carry it away safe, and none shall deliver it. And they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Therefore are my loins filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold upon me as the pangs of a woman that travaileth. I was bowed down at the hearing of it. I was dismayed at the seeing of it. Or let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear, and his princes shall be afraid of the ensign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace in Jerusalem. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace, and afflict us very sore? For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel, and have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses set in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit, they refuse to return. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel, and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses, every one put in array like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon hath heard the report of them, and his hands waxed feeble. Anguish took hold of him, and pangs, as of a woman in travail. When they took hold of thee by thy hand, thou didst break, and rend all their shoulder. And when they leaned upon thee, thou breakest, and madest all their loins to be at a stand. Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And lo, it shall not be bound up to be healed, to put a roller to bind it, to make it strong to hold the sword. And the side chambers were three, one over another, and 30 in order. And they entered into the wall which was of the house with the side chambers round about, that they might have hold, but they had not hold in the wall of the house. And a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burneth him to bring out the bones out of the house, and shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, Is there yet any with thee? And he shall say, No. Then shall he say, Hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied, and thy casting down shall be in the midst of thee. And thou shalt take hold, but shalt not deliver. And that which thou deliverest will I give up to the sword. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him.
And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it.
Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice, he hath bid his guests.
But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, Like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us according to our ways and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And Tyrus did build herself a stronghold, and heaped up silver as the dust, and fine gold as the mire of the streets. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee,
whose possessors slay them, and hold themselves not guilty. And they that sell them say, Blessed be the Lord, for I am rich, and their own shepherds pity them not.
And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor.
2 masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have 1 sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are ye come out as against a thief, with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. Heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, He is beside himself. And the scribe, for Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold a tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them. And they left him, and went their way. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young man laid hold on him, and he left. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. No servant can serve 2 masters, for either he will hate the one, and love the other, or else he will hold to the one, and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And they watched him and sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And they could not take hold of his words before the people,
and they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And they laid hands on them, and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. But he, beckoning unto them with a hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Therefore, brethren, stand fast, and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. But that which ye have already hold fast till I come. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and